I want to bring in at this point Nicola Moore, the country director for Northern Ireland Parkinson's UK. Good morning to you.
Morning, Vinny.
When were you first alerted that there was a problem and this investigation, this recall was being launched?
Just yesterday morning, one of our colleagues picked it up on the media. So that was the first that we had got word of this.
So there was no advance warning from the trust.
No.
There was no, you know, by the way, you know, your members may be looking for more information. Here is what is going to happen in a few days' time.
No, sadly not. And I know that they're obviously dealing with lots of policies, processes and systems. But it would have helped us to manage, obviously, a very difficult, sensitive situation if we had had some sort of forewarning. We have lots of groups and volunteers and staff out and about. And, you know, they also live with Parkinson's themselves. If we had been able to sort of preempt that with them, to sort of help them, because they were, along with us, they were also getting a lot of calls and anxious people phoning them, you know, what does this mean? If we'd had a little bit sort of pre-warning, we could have handled that a little bit better, I think, to help sort of manage people's state of confusion and uncertainty about what this means for them.
When were you first alerted that there was an issue with Dr. Watt or his absence from what he was doing his role?
Sorry, Vinny. Yeah, we've been dealing with the sort of the fallout of that, first of all, for quite some time. We've got a lot of our members coming to us. The lack of communication was very difficult. We didn't know, you know, sort of different sort of advice where to go to, back to the GP, to specialist nurses. It didn't feel like appointments were being reinstated. A lot of confusion. We tried to keep that connection going with the trust and with all our members and lead volunteers in our groups, but it was very, very difficult. So we've sort of been dealing with that.
So did you say to the trust what's going on? Like, why is Dr. Watt not available? Why are these appointments not being fulfilled? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, that's the questions. I mean, I think Nicola Mallon has said this as well in another interview. You know, it was a bit of a brick wall. And I understand internally they were probably going through a lot of systems and things that they needed to deal with. But communication, if you can get that right early on and sort of calms the situation, if we had have been able to get some information around that, I think that would have helped.
Yeah, and let's not forget, you're not just a random member of the public like myself. You are representing a lot of people with a serious illness that needed answers and that were needing appointments and treatment. And we, once again, we hear about our health service and how strained it is. We never hear that we have too many doctors or we have too many consultants. And often the issue is you're waiting on a consultant. And I would assume the number of consultants that are there will affect how long you wait. And therefore, if you take one out, then everyone else has to wait longer. So surely they would have contacted the likes of yourselves, Parkinson's UK, and say, here, by the way, here's some information as to what's happening and here's how perhaps you can help us or help the people that come to you.
Absolutely, because, you mean, the third sector, that's always something that we're wanting to do and work in that partnership. We have the connection with the membership, with the people that they need to contact in this occasion. So we could have been that link, that catalyst, to sort of make sure that people were getting the information, that because we also offer a very robust support service to people living with Parkinson's. And this doesn't just affect the individual who has been diagnosed with Parkinson's or indeed any other neurological condition. This affects the wider family. So we have a Parkinson's local advisor service in each of the health trusts. And, you know, we can offer that support, our helpline. We have a confidential helpline for people. We have lots that we could have offered to help sort of, you know, make this, you know, I don't know how you can make it any easier an announcement, but we could have sort of...
Communication always helps, and I guess whenever you...
Absolutely.
When you blank certain organisations that are there to help other people or just simply don't respond or inform them, then that doesn't necessarily help anyone. And when I say anyone, I mean the people that are suffering, the people that have these ailments or illnesses or diseases on the other side.
And you have to remember, the people we're talking about, and Nicola's right, the very heart of this, and this is our priority right at the moment, is to support people living with Parkinson's right across Northern Ireland through this very difficult time and you know, get to those appointments. And we do welcome the swiftness that's happening within the 12 weeks. I mean, at least now people are actually getting their appointments.
Yeah.
Where we've been dealing with people not getting their appointments. So it really is our priority. But I think, you know, I heard from earlier on that there's certainly lessons learned, I think, within this process that we can all sort of take on board.
I want to read another text out here, 81771. I've been attending Dr. Watt for 10 years. I'm dreading my appointment on the 22nd of May. I've already been informed they feel my diagnosis is wrong, and I'm also on the wrong medication, you know. And then it takes me to ask you, Nicola, you know, how important is it for a swift diagnosis when it comes to the likes of Parkinson's, and then getting the medication and getting it in place as soon as possible?
Well, that's the thing with people with Parkinson's, and it can be a difficult, it is a difficult condition to diagnose, so it can take up to a couple of years to get that diagnosis. I heard the lady, Maeve Faulkner, on another interview, and she was saying it was almost a relief to get that diagnosis. And we hear from people with Parkinson's as well that they're very unwell at this point, and they don't know what's wrong. They're very concerned. To actually get the diagnosis, to get on some course of treatment, to start to feel that bit better, manage your condition, be at work, look after your family, all the things that we take for granted.
Yeah.
And so then to be told in a letter that, you know, you might have the wrong diagnosis, you might, you know, be on the wrong medication, and maybe have to start up, you know, this journey again.
And what do you do in the meantime? Let me just read this again and the rest of this text. I've been attending Dr. Watt for 10 years. I'm dreading my appointment on the 22nd of May. I've been already informed they feel my diagnosis is wrong and that I'm on the wrong medication. I've been with Dr. Watt for 18 years and I am on interferon for that time, which is a drug. Last night, I didn't want to take it anymore. In the meantime, every time I take my meds, you know, I'll be thinking, am I making a harmful decision? Am I taking harmful medication that I don't need?
And that's the 22nd of... with Parkinson's, because medication is critical. It's so important that
imagine taking it on time.
But if you don't know then that you're, you know, on the right and the wrong medication,
so you're told,
I can understand why people would be querying, do I take this, do I continue? And we're hearing that as well. People just don't know what to do.
What do you do though? Like, if you've been on medication for a long time, and medication won't necessarily make you feel amazing. Some medication can make you feel ill, but you have to take it because it is what is there for you. But if you're told, as this person has been, we feel that your diagnosis may not be accurate and that you may be on the wrong medication. Now, this person is told that they're seeing them on the, in about 2 weeks' time, 3 weeks' time. So do you take your medication for 3 weeks? Do you keep taking what they've told you, maybe this isn't right? Or do you cut it off completely, and could there be health implications then? Or what about...
I wish I could answer that.
I know, and I don't expect you to know the answer to that.
But I know for people with Parkinson's that it keeps, you know, that medication is fine-tuned to each individual. No person with Parkinson's is the same.
Exactly.
So it's absolutely fine-tuned.
And you could be waiting...
You know, even a difference in time can make a huge difference without even stopping the medication.
You could be waiting until
people get their patient, you know, their appointments quickly, get to a medical professional, and I think that's the key here. To, you know, individually, we're not experts, we can't make these judgment calls. I know GPs were probably on hand, but they also can't get involved sometimes with the medication. But there are specialist nurses and our helpline and people to talk to. We have specialist nurses.
Well, what is your helpline just before you go, Nicola?
Our helpline is 0808 800 0303. We can't get into individual cases, obviously, Vinny, but I think sometimes just having that conversation and people understanding what people are going through. Yeah. We also have a local service, a local information service, and we can that can be contacted through our service manager, if it's okay if I give the number for Patricia as well. It's a local number. It's 0344 225 3682. And if people want to get in touch, you know, we can at least be that support until we get everybody into the appointments that they need, and hopefully that happens quite quickly.
Okay, Nicola Moore from Parkinson's UK, thank you very much.